Dan Bongino.
So, you know, I've been involved for a while. This is an important segment, folks. My fight against the tech tyrants goes on. Goes on every day. I'm tired of them. I am sick of it. I am sick of YouTube. I am sick of Google, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. What they do to us is ridiculous. I'm tired of it. So, you know, some of you out there, some very few, but I'll get emails from liberals once in a while who still insist that the suppressing of conservative content on social media platforms is in fact a myth. It is not. Now, fair enough, some will say, Dan, your Facebook page is constantly one of the top posters in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just organic because people go to my Facebook page and like the content. Facebook does everything it can to fact check my page with fake fact checks and threaten me. I have the emails from Facebook on my Facebook account. We will reduce the distribution of your page if you continue to post factual information like you're posting that they fake fact check. You don't understand what goes on behind the scenes. So the liberals who tell me that, oh, your Facebook page gets traffic, tons of traffic. You're not watching what I'm watching behind the scenes. YouTube crushes our content all the time. I'm free to talk about it openly now because we're on Rumble. Again, please watch my video. It's free, Rumble. It's YouTube, but better. I'm involved with them, of course, financially now because I put my skin in the game. I don't mess around. When I fight a fight, I'm all in. I want to show you how bad Google actually is. Google owns YouTube. Some of you might not know that. Here's a great story in the show notes today. Just the News, John Solomon's excellent site. He has an account on Rumble too, by the way, rumble.com. And welcome over Tony Katz to Rumble. We got a bunch of other personalities coming over there too. A lot of them. Because they're getting sick of YouTube too. But great article in Just the News. This one's by Carrie Sheffield, who works at the website over there. Google accused of censoring conservative videos, pushing right-leaning news low in search results. You're like, gee, that's not a shocker. I'm going to show you how this actually works. Let's go down into Solomon's piece, though, and talk about how they do this stuff. So one of my sponsors here, they did not ask me to talk about this part's not paid at all. They did not ask me to, but they are a sponsor on this. Remember Job Creators Network? You know, the voter registration site? Well, they put a video out, a video of footage of leftist riots, folks. Not Tea Party riots. Why? Because there isn't any video of Tea Party riots. That's undefined. They put out a video of leftist riots. Here's coverage. What happened to it? Here's the Carrie Sheffield piece, Just the News. On Tuesday, the Job Creators Network, an advocacy group of business leaders, criticized YouTube for what they said was unfair censorship of one of their videos by blocking direct access to the video with an inappropriate content warning label. The video shows footage of scenes from what? Tea Party rioting? No. Recent rioting, looting, and violence nationwide and asks, is your city next? It's video of leftist riots. You have to click through these inappropriate content labels first before this conservative group that advertises on my show, by the way, is allowed to show you the video of the leftist riots. This is real. Happening right now. Google hates you. So does YouTube. And YouTube, by the way, suppress all you want. We've got another outlet now, Rumble. All you do right when you do that, all you do is push more people over. You can't win this fight with me anymore. Suppress all you want. I know you're liberal, lunatic, aggregator, whatever you call them, content viewers are watching the show going, we got to push this down in our search results on YouTube. Go right ahead. Don't care. As I said when I joined Parler, our best friend was Twitter. Every time Twitter attacks a conservative, Parler gets 500,000 new users. Every time YouTube goes after me, Rumble will get 10,000 new subscribers. Keep it up. Free market works both ways, you know. What else are they doing, Google? Here's another one on Google search. Say some quote, Carrie Sheffield. Meanwhile, conservative news sites, including Breitbart, The Daily Caller, and The Federalist, all great websites, quote, have seen their Google search listings dramatically reduced by the search engine, according to Maxim Lott, who works for Stossel TV. Lott, creator of electionbettingodds.com, analyzed data from Systrix, a search engine optimization firm tracking a million different Google search keywords. Well, what did he find? He found that the tracker shows that Google search visibility for Breitbart first plunged in 2017, before falling to approximately zero in July of 2019, Lott wrote at Real Clear Politics. Noting that both Breitbart and The Daily Caller confirmed their Google traffic dropped sharply as their search rankings fell. I'm sure that was for a legitimate reason. Of course it wasn't. Breitbart and the Daily Caller are conservative sites that, by the way, were all over the collusion hoax. The Daily Caller, Chuck Russ, broke the key details of the Spygate story before anyone in the fake mainstream media. And yet their search engine is not, their search engine results are falling and collapsing. Listen, I make the mistake too sometimes, and I ask your forgiveness. I'm serious. Sometimes I'll tell you to go to the internet, I'll say Google something. It's just something ingrained in my head. It's hard to get out. Don't use them. You have other, but DuckDuckGo, Paula, is that one of them? You have other search engines, other options out there. And again, with YouTube, I'm not pulling videos off there because you know why? Or Twitter, even though I have a significant financial stake in their competitors. The reason I don't pull my videos or content off Twitter or YouTube is because there is some liberal one day that may find a video there that may be useful in changing their minds. But my home for social media from this point on are Parler and Rumble. Fakebook's going to ban us eventually too. I'm sure of it. When it goes away, it goes away. Parler does everything they do, so it doesn't really matter. You have choices, folks. The free market works. But working at Parler, we understand going on. There was some, you know, we were working on it. We had so many people in the beginning. No website's perfect. No app is perfect. Rumble either. But we are working really hard and we've got a really good product. I'm asking you as a friend, and again, someone who put his own skin in the game, stop going to these sites. Go to Parler, go to Rumble first. If you need to see some of Twitter, you want to fight with some liberals, go right ahead. You want to post something to YouTube as a content creator, hoping a lib sees it one day, go ahead. I'm just asking you to make this your home. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for tuning in. Again, there will be, we're not going to miss any shows this week. Don't worry. I may have to record Friday morning a little early because I have a trip up there. I will let you know. I don't keep my secrets from my audience at all. So I appreciate your patience in the beginning. It was kind of an extended segment on my personal situation, which, you know, but given the optics of it, I don't want any of you to worry that I'm, you know, something, it's something worse. So now you know. So thanks for your patience again. I appreciate you're the best audience in the world. Please subscribe to the video show, rumble.com/Bongino. It's free. We're up to 63,000 subscribers already, which is pretty incredible since I just announced it last week. So please help us get to, you know, a couple hundred thousand. It helps us a lot. And then subscribe to the podcast, all free, Apple Podcasts and elsewhere. Thanks a lot, folks. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.